Welcome to my second podcast. This session is an hour and a quarter. You may need to have some blocks or cushions nearby for some of the postures, some of the movements. Do feel free to stop the recording at any time if you wish to practice something for a little longer. I hope you enjoy it. Taking your feet the width of the mat, dropping the toes out. And just letting the body rest down. And the body rests down. The breath flows, and there's nothing to do. Body rests down, the breath flows, and there's nothing to do. And just feel into the feet and the toes and let them relax. Soften through your legs, letting the torso sink. Feel the shoulders, arms, and hands release. Softening the neck, the head, and the face. And just be with your breath. Feel the breath as you breathe in, as you breathe out. Feel it cool at the nostrils as you inhale. Feel it warm at the nostrils as you exhale. And now just deepening and lengthening that breath, you can use that hissing UGI. Long, deep out breath. Long, relaxed inhale. And on your next in-breath, take it up your spine to the crown, breathing out down the spine, down the legs, and out through your feet. Breathing in up the spine to the crown, breathing out down the spine, down the legs, and out through your feet. And just drawing in that prana, that life force, taking it to every cell of your being, cleansing, clearing, restoring, revitalizing, soothing and supporting. And breathing out all that you don't need out through your feet. And now bringing your breathing back to its normal, natural pace. And just breathing softly for a few breaths. And we're going to practice Bhastrika, the bellows breath. So just place a hand on your tummy, sort of round the navel area, and breathing in with that hissing UGI breath and the same length out breath. And we're going to do 10 of those and then hold the breath out. So away you go. And hold your breath out on the next exhale. And again. Hold the breath out. And again. Hold the breath out. And breathing normally now. And bring your legs together. Roll your shoulders under and float your arms up above your head to the floor behind you. Stretch away into the toes, stretch away into the heels. Draw the tummies in, flatten your lower your back into the floor. Down come your arms. Keep the tummies tight, bend your knees, bring them up onto your chest, hug them in, have a little roll from side to side. Softening your back muscles as you roll over them. And with your hands on your knees now, just circling your knees on the ceiling. Exhale, draw the knees towards you. Feeling your opening into that lower back area, back of the pelvis, and then reverse. Coming back to the center, with the hands on the knees, breathing in, take the knees wide, let the knees relax out, exhale, close. Inhale, open, exhale, close. Keep it going. And the shoulders and the elbows are sinking with gravity. And the next time you open, take those knees into two circles. Exhaling, drawing them towards you. And reverse. Softening into the hips. heavy through the whole of your back, from tail to shoulders. And coming back to the center. Hug your right knee onto your chest and extend the left leg down the mat. Push away into the heel. Take a breath in, and as you exhale, draw that bent knee towards your chest. Breathing in, release a little. Exhale, draw it in. Breathing in, release a little. And again, draw it in on the exhale. Drop your shoulders and turn your ankle joint. And reverse. Stretch that leg up to the ceiling, hold on to the back of the thigh. Bend at the knee completely and rotate that lower leg. Nice big circle with the foot. Pushing into the heel at the top, relaxing the ankle at the bottom. And reverse. And you're just oiling that knee, stretching the hamstrings. Stretch that leg up now, keeping the knee as straight as you can. Exhale, draw the leg towards you a little, breathing in, release a little. Just working those hamstrings. And then bend your knee, draw it onto your chest. Take a breath in. Exhaling, tummy's in, shoulders drop, nose towards your knee. Hold the breath out for a moment. And then breathing in, head and leg return to the floor. Give those legs a little shake. Stretch away into the right heel and bend your left knee towards your chest. Take a breath in. Exhale, draw that knee in. Breathing in, release a little. Exhale, draw it in. Breathing in, release a little. Last time, drawing it in, drop your shoulders and turn your ankle joint. Feel into the ankle and reverse. Stretching that leg up to the ceiling, hold on to the back of the thigh, push up into the heel, sink down into the back of the pelvis. Bend at the knee completely and rotate that lower leg. Nice big circle with the foot. And reverse. Stretching that leg up. Keeping the knee as straight as you can, take a breath in, and as you exhale, draw the leg towards you a little. Breathing in, release a little. And just get into a nice rhythm, stretching through those hamstrings, sinking through the back of the pelvis. And then bend your knee, draw it onto your chest, take a breath in. Exhaling, tummy's in, shoulders drop, lift your nose to your knee, knee to nose. Hold the breath out for a moment. And breathing in, head and leg return to the floor. Give those legs a little bobble. Roll your shoulders under, bend your knees, bring your feet to the floor. Let your hands drop down beside you, tummy's in tight, and take those legs up to the ceiling. And cycle. Nice big cycle legs. And reverse it. And bend the knees, drop the feet to the floor. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. And keeping those shoulders glued to the mat, breathing in, float those arms up to the ceiling and back to the floor behind your head. Exhaling back down the same way. Let's do three. Breathing in, up and back. Exhaling to the ceiling and down. And again. And when your hands are down by your sides, take a resting breath in and exhale. And this time, breathing in, slide the fingers out to the sides, along the floor and up to above your head. See if you can follow the floor all the way, exhaling back down the same way. Three times. Inhale up. Sinking those shoulders all the time, exhaling down. And one more. And when your arms are down by your sides, fold at the elbows and rest your hands on the top of your shoulders. Breathing in, slide that upper arm along the floor, and then bring the elbows across the body and exhale down to the sides again. Nice circle with the elbows, but you're sinking those shoulders all the time. Heavy in the shoulders. And then you can reverse it when you've done three. Breathing in up to the ceiling and back. Exhale along the floor and down. And when you've finished, release those arms down by your sides. Palms facing upwards, shoulders rolled under. Breathing in, push your chest up toward the ceiling, the shoulders sink. Exhale, release. And breathing in, pushing the chest up toward the ceiling. Exhale, release. And one more. Take a deep breath in and exhale, and bringing your heels back towards your bottom, your feet hip width apart, toes turned in a little, heels approximately under the knees. Turn the palms uppermost, and we're going to work the pelvic floor and then take it on into the bridge. So taking a breath in, exhale, draw up from that perineum point at the root, up inside towards your tummy button, hold at the top for a moment, and then breathing in, releasing those muscles down and out, nice and controlled. Exhaling, draw in and up inside, hold, and breathing in to come down, nice and controlled. And just do a few of those in your own timing. And on your next exhale, draw up the pelvic floor, push into the feet, roll your spine up off the floor into the bridge. Inhale, find your spine and roll it down the mat. And let's do three of those. Exhale, pushing into the feet, lifting, shoulders and arms sinking, back of the neck soft and the chin tucks in. As you lift, and then finding your spine, vertebra by vertebra, on the in-breath to come down. And when you've done your three, the next time you go up, take your arms up to the ceiling and back behind your head to the floor as you lift. Exhaling, inhaling, down you come, and bring your arms down as well. Let's do three like that. Inhaling up, arms follow, sinking into the shoulders, inhaling, down you come, bringing the arms down with you. And one more. And the next time you go up, take your arms up to the floor behind you, leave them there, as you inhale and come back down through your spine. And do three like that with the arms up. And when you've finished, bring your knees up onto your chest. Hug them in. Have a little roll from side to side. You can roll your head as well if you wish. Just softening those back muscles as you roll over them. And interlock the fingers underneath the head, cupping the base of the skull. The elbows drop to the floor. If that's too much for your shoulders, just have the arms out to shoulder level, palms up. Keeping your knees on your chest, tummies in nice and tight, back flat on the floor, circle your knees. Keeping your back in contact with the floor, so adjust the circle to suit. Good. And then reverse it. Coming back to the center, take the knees wide. Breathe in, and as you exhale, extend the legs straight into a V shape, breathing in, bend. Exhale, straighten. Breathing in, bend. Get into a nice rhythm. It's working the inner thighs. Working your tummy muscles, keep them tight, back flat on the floor all the time, shoulders relaxed. Good. Couple more. And then drop those feet to the floor, put the soles of the feet together, the knees apart, and just flutter your knees. Little flutter. And then stop fluttering. Lift those knees again into the air, nice wide knees. Breathe in, and as you exhale, straighten the legs, breathing in, bend. Same movement. Pushing into the heels as you straighten the legs, relax the ankles as you bend the knees. If you need to hold the legs, please do. Couple more. And then dropping those feet to the floor, soles of the feet together, knees apart again, little flutter. And then crossing your shins, dropping your knees down and out. Breathing in, expand the tummy. Exhale, draw the tummies in, flatten the whole back into the floor. Feel the extra stretch through the front of the hips. Breathing in, release. Exhale, draw the tummies in, and again. When your tummies are in tight, change the cross of the legs. Same breathing, three good breaths. And the next time your tummies are in nice and tight, bring the knees together, bring them up onto your chest. Release the arms, hug them in, have a little roll from side to side. Soften your back muscles. And with your hands on your knees now, just wag your tail. Swing your hips from side to side. Good. And then taking the legs up toward the ceiling, soft elbows and knees, taking the arms up also, you're sinking through your shoulders down to your bottom. Tummy's in tight, breathing in, rocking forwards, breathing out, rocking back. Taking the arms over the top to the floor, the legs follow. And just do what you can. Keep your tummies in, the rest of your body is relaxed. Good. And come back into lying. Bend your knees, place your feet on the floor. Slide your arms to shoulder level, palms up. Glue your knees and ankles together. Breathing in, take the knees to the right, turn your head to the left. Exhale, roll back across your lower back, tummies in. Inhale to the other side. No shoulders, no arms, they're relaxed and heavy. And the legs just go to where they can. Feeling the twist through the hips, the waist, the ribs. Use your tummy muscles. And when you've done the one to the left, come back to the center. Taking your legs and arms up toward the ceiling again, soft elbows and knees. Sink through the whole of your back, suck your tummies in, breathing in, rocking forwards one more time, exhaling back, arms to the floor behind you, legs follow. Good, lovely, that's it. And a couple more. And coming up into sitting. Let's start by coming onto all fours. So the heel of the hands are under the shoulders. Spread your fingers, middle finger facing forward. Knees are under the hips. And you're leaning into the heel of the hands and the shoulders roll away from the neck. Lovely flat tabletop back. Tail and crown moving away from each other. And breathing in, lifting the head and the tail. Tummy is engaged and you drop the tummy area. Exhale, sucking up the tummy area, arching up, dropping the head and the tail. And just get into a nice rhythm with that. Close your eyes. Make sure those shoulders don't get involved, because they like to. And keep leaning into the heel of the hands. Wonderful. And when you finish your next arch, take your bottom to your heels into the swan. Forehead drops toward the floor. Soften the elbows and the shoulders. And the head is very heavy. Breathe and exhale. Breathe and exhale. And now when you're ready, lifting with the sternum bone and the wings between your shoulder blades, coming up on all fours again, we're going to do four cats and then we'll go into the tiger, where you bring your knee to your nose, nose to knee, and then breathing in, lifting head and pushing your heel up toward the ceiling. And we'll do that three times on either side. So let's start with three cats. So taking tummies in, lovely flat back, shoulders back. Breathing in, lift the head and the tail and sink the tummy area. Exhale, arching up, dropping the head and the tail. And again. And again. And last time, lifting on the inhale. Exhale, bring your right knee to nose, nose to knee. Inhale, pushing the foot toward the ceiling, lifting your head. Exhale, knee to nose, nose to knee. Inhale up, don't let those elbows bend. Exhale, knee to nose, nose to knee. Inhale up. And exhale back to the start position. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, left side, knee to nose, nose to knee, tummies in tight. Inhale, lift the head, push the foot to the ceiling. Exhale, knee to nose, nose to knee. Inhale up. Exhale, knee to nose, nose to knee. Inhale up. Exhale, back to the start position. Take your knees the width of the mat, the toes touching. Imagine someone's drawing your hips back, taking your bottom toward your heels, and now allow your sternum bone and your forehead to come toward the mat. Soften the elbows and the shoulders. Heavy head. Breathe. And exhale. Breathe. And exhale. And now when you're ready, lifting with the sternum and the wings, walking your hands back up, keeping the knees wide, and sit back on your heels. And for some that may be really difficult, so use the blocks if you need them. Good. And if you're finding this challenging, then wait for the next bit. So from here, you're going to slide those heels out and sit down between your heels. And again, if you need some blocks under your bottom, then please put them there. And you may find it's quite tight on the top of the ankles, or the front of the ankles and the top of the feet. Make sure you've got something soft under them if needs be. And to make a bit more space, you can place your hand on the back of the calf muscle and just draw it out. And it kind of creates a bit of space at the back of the knee. That's it. Well done. Have a block under your bottom if you need it. Have two or three blocks if you need it. Good. Well done. And now we're just going to slide those knees a little closer now so that they're in line with your hips. Make sure you've got some space behind you because we're going to lean back. So come toward the front of the mat a little bit more maybe. So now you've got your knees in front of you, just lean back on your hands. That's it. For some, this will be agony. For others, it will be easy. So just go with what is for you. And now you're going to lift your hips, tuck your tail under, and put your bottom down again. And you'll start to feel the stretch through the front of the hip thighs. And then you might want to just take your hands back a little further. And just tuck that tail and put your bottom down again. And for some of you, that may be enough. For others, you may be on to come down to your elbows. And that may be enormously stretchy, so then that may be sufficient for you, and you're lifting your hips, tucking your tail, and putting your bottom down again. And then there'll be some of you who will be able to lie flat. So down you go if you choose to. And again, you're tucking that tail and getting that stretch through the front of the thighs. You can take your arms over the top of the head if you've got yourself flat. Well done, well done. You see, there are some who can do it. Very good. And when you've had enough, bring yourself up onto your elbows, up onto your hands. Bring those legs underneath you and come into the pose of a child. Bit of huffing and puffing going on there, I can hear. Forehead drops, shoulders relaxed, arms down by your sides. Breathe and exhale. Breathe and exhale. And now lifting with the sternum and the wings. Tummy's in. Up you come, sitting back on your heels. Rest your hands on your thighs for a moment. And just roll those shoulders backwards and forwards. Good. And bringing those elbows up in front of you now, level with your shoulders. Draw the arms together. The shoulders are dropping down the back. Keep your tummies in and that tail in neutral. Breathing in, opening those arms wide. Exhale, close. Breathing in, opening. Exhale, closing. And again, breathing in, opening. Exhale, closing. And release those arms. And just give them a little swing. You may want to fold your fingers in. Good. Lovely. And we're going to take the arms round the back. So interlock the fingers behind you. Roll your shoulders back and let that chest be proud. And then from there, I want you to stick your tail out and then lift the arms away from the body. Fabulous. That's it. And then release. And again, lift the arms, stick your tail out. Fabulous. And release. One more. Up you go. And release. And just give those arms a little shake, a little swing. And you can take them right up by your ears, just to give them a little bit of a shake out. Good. And we're going to do it again, but this time I don't want you to tuck your tail out. I want you to keep that spine in neutral at the base. So interlock the fingers behind your back. Palms are facing your bottom. Roll your shoulders back, straighten the arms. Keep that neutral spine, so the tummy's really engaged now. Take a breath in, and as you exhale, lift. Good. Breathing in, release. Again. Exhale, lift. Breathing in, release. One more. Exhale, lift. Breathing in, release. Well done. And just roll those shoulders. Could you feel a difference between those two different methods? Which one made your arms go higher? Second one? Yeah, I reckon. Very different experience. Good. So coming up on your knees now. Take your right foot out to the side. Line up the heel with the bent leg knee. And we're going to do a side stretch with the gait. So, tummy's in, neutral spine, that sternum bone lifting and your shoulder tips of the shoulder blades in your back pockets. Breathing in, float those arms up to shoulder level. Exhale, right arm to right leg. Inhale, up goes the top arm. Exhaling over the top, keep your chest open. Lovely. Breathing in, lifting up to the start position. Exhale, down to the left. Tense with the fingers. Push your hips forward. Keep the sternum lifted. And take that top arm over to the diagonal from fingers to toes. Keep your tummies in nice and tight. Breathing in, back comes the top arm. Up you swing. Fabulous. Let's do it again. Exhale to the right. Inhale the arm up. Exhale over the top, keeping that chest open. Inhale up. Keep your tummies tight all the time. Exhale to the floor on the left. Hips forward and that top arm to the diagonal. Arm in its socket. Straighten the elbow. Good. Tummies in tight, breathing in. Back comes the top arm. Up you come. Well done. Exhale, lower the arms. In comes that leg. Let's do the other side. Tummies in, neutral spine, sternum lifting, shoulders in your back pockets, breathing in, up come the arms. Exhale to the leg, inhale that right arm up, exhale over the top. Other way, Jan? Other way? Breathing in, up to the center, exhale down to the right, hips forward, chest open, arm to the diagonal, fingers to toes. Lovely long straight line. Tummies in tight. Inhale up with that arm and up you swing. Let's do it again. Exhale to the left. Inhale and exhale over the top. Inhale up. Exhale to the right, hips forward. Take the arm over the top to the diagonal. Keep the chest open. Breathing in, back comes that top arm. Tummy's tight, up you come. Exhale, lower the arms. Bring that leg in. Take your knees the width of the mat again, toes touching. Draw your hips back. Bottom dropping towards your heels. Sternum and forehead drop toward the floor. Heavy head. Relax the shoulders and the arm, the elbows. Breathe. And exhale. Breathe. And exhale. And now breathing in, tummies in, lift with the sternum and the wings, walk those hands back up, bring the knees together, and come onto your knees again. Bring your right foot forward, so the heel is under the knee. And you're going to take that front foot half a foot forward. From here, we're going to lean into the hips. So you're going to keep the body nice and upright. So drop the shoulders down the back, tummies in, take a breath in as you exhale, sink. Lovely. Breathing in and up. Be mindful that that body doesn't bend forward. If it does, you've gone too far. Keep the chest up. Good. Inhale up. Last one. Exhale. Down you go. That's it. Inhale. Tummy's in, bring that leg back, bring the other leg forward. Start with the heel under the knee. Take the foot half a foot forward. Neutral spine, sternum lifting, shoulders dropping. Breathe in, and as you exhale, sink. Inhale up. Exhale, sink. Keep your chest lifted, keep your shoulders back. Inhale up. Last one. Good. This is stretching the iliac psoas muscle. Bring that leg back. Bring the other one forward again. And this time we're going to put the hands in. So start with the heel under the knee and take the foot half a foot forward. Clasp your hands behind your back. Roll your shoulders back. Straighten your arms. And as you drop into your hips, you're going to feel your hands slide down the back of your bottom. So taking a breath in. Exhaling, sinking. Good. Breathing in and up. Keep your body upright, Julie. Down you go on the exhale. That's better. Inhale up. And again. Good. Inhale up. Keep your hands where they are. Tummies in. Bring that leg back. Bring the other leg forward. Heel under the knee, and then take the foot half a foot forward. Take a breath in. Exhale, sink. Your hands sliding down the back of your bottom. Inhale up. Don't let that body lean forward. If it is, you've gone too far. Inhale up. And again. Good. Inhale up. And release those arms. Bring that leg back. Come on to all fours. Turn your right toes under, stretching back into the heel. And feel you're stretching out the calf muscle and the back of the knee. And let's do the second leg. And then coming on to all fours, we're going to go into the dog. So taking a breath in, leaning into the heel of the hands, exhale, tummies in, turn the toes under, lifting your bottom back and up, and pedal those legs. Keep your knees bent if it's tight on the hamstrings. Let the head drop completely. Release the neck. Soften through the top of the shoulders as you lean into the heel of the hands with that gravitational pull. Good. Take your feet back a bit, Faye. Better. Lovely. And then stop pedaling and sink into both heels. Breathing in, come up onto your tiptoes and then lift your head, but keep your bottom back and up. Take your bottom back and up. That's it. Breathing out, sink your heels, sink your head. Keep your knees straight, drop your heels. Breathing in, lift up onto the toes, lift your head, but keep your bottom back and up. Exhale, sink your heels, sink your head. Last time. Good. Exhale, sink your heels, sink your head. Soften your knees and walk your feet towards your hands, coming into that hanging forward bend, or your hands towards your feet, whatever you can do. You can hold your elbows if you wish. Feel the weight just drawing forward a little bit more onto the balls of the feet and the toes, but keep the heels sinking. Good. And now you're going to bring your hands to above your knees. And you're going to draw your crown forward away from your tail, so you're creating a nice upside down L shape. Your elbows are tucked in if they're bent. Good. And now breathing in, bend your knees and drop your torso to your thighs. Your elbows bend back behind you. And then exhale, straighten the legs into your L shape again. Let's do that again. Breathing in, bend, so your sternum is drawing forward. Exhale, straightening the legs, lovely upside down L. One more time. Good. Exhale, up you go. Bring your hands out to shoulder level. Shoulders rolling down the back. Breathing in, tummies in, lift with the sternum and the wings. Up you come, lovely straight back. And breathing out, lower those arms. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. Deep breath in. And exhale. Good. And just give your body a little shake. Well done. So we're going to turn sideways on the mat. And we're going to do all three warriors and the dog. And we're going to make it into a little sequence. So this is going to require balance, focus, concentration. So just taking your feet quite nice and wide. And you're going to turn your right toes out and your left toes in. And just check when you bend that front knee, it is over the heel and not beyond. That's the only non-negotiable bit. And the back leg is very strong. So you're going to straighten your front knee. Tummy's in, neutral spine, and that sternum lifted and the shoulders in your back pockets. Breathing in, float those arms up to shoulder level. Exhale, bend your front knee. Now just have a look at that knee and notice, is it sagging in and can you draw it out a bit? And then turn the palms up and look along the front fingers. The sternum stays lifted and you're sinking through those feet onto the outside edges of the feet with that gravitational pull. Now look to the front. Bring your arms up by your ears, breathing in. Exhale, turn to that front leg and look up between the hands. You may even be able to lean back a little and feel that stretch through the tummy area. Now we're going to go into the balance. So tummy's in super tight. You can take your arms to shoulder level if you prefer. You're going to bring your weight onto the front foot. When you're ready, lift the back foot and you come into a nice T shape, straightening the front leg. Breathe. Breathe. And now bend the front knee, place the back foot back on the floor, looking up between the hands again, keeping that front knee bent. Now we're going to go into the dog, so hands go down either side of the front foot. Swivel the back foot, take the front foot back into the dog. Breathe. Shoulders relax, lean into the heel of the hands. Neck soft. Bend the knees if you need to. And then you're going to bring your left foot between your hands. Swivel the back foot so you can place it on the floor and the front knee is bent over the front heel. Push into that front foot, lifting the body up, keeping the front knee bent. Arms come up by your ears. Look up between the hands. Fabulous. Leaning back a little. Now comes the balance. Bring the weight onto the front leg. Lifting the back leg into a lovely T shape with the body. The arms can be out to the sides if you prefer. Breathe. Bend the front knee, place the back foot back, keep the knee bent to the front and look up between the hands. Wonderful. Turn to the front or the back. Bring your hands down to shoulder level. Turn the palms up, look along the front fingers, your front knee still bent. Good. And now breathing in, straighten the legs. Exhale, lower the arms. Turn your feet parallel and drop into a floppy forward bend. You can soften the knees if you wish. And breathe. And exhale. Breathe. And exhale. Good. And for those who are daring, you can place your hands on the floor between your feet, shoulder width apart, and you can widen those feet, but please keep it manageable. The idea of this posture is to put your head on the floor. Ha, ha, ha. Some of you will get there. That's it. That's it. Lovely. And the elbows point back behind you. Between your legs as you drop your head to the floor. Bring your hands between your feet, Lucy, in green. Shoulder width apart with the hands. Shoulder width, no, not that wide. Shoulders, not feet. Bring your hands between your feet. Yes. Now drop your head down, bending your elbows back between your legs. Really good. That's it. Some nice ones. Okay, and then releasing from that, you're going to keep your tummies tight. Draw your sternum forward and up. Bring the hands out in front of you. Make tense with the fingers on the floor in front of your mat. Think of your lovely flat, long back, crown to tail. Now bring your legs in a little. We don't want any accidents. Fabulous. Walk your hands round to that right ankle. Place the left hand on the right knee, calf, ankle, and take your right arm up to the ceiling. You can look up at that arm if you wish. Breathe. And exhale. And then down comes that arm. Walk the hands across to the other leg. Take the left arm up. Breathe. Good. And down. Let's go to the first side again. Over you go. Taking that right arm up. The palm is facing away from the body. And down. Over to the other side. Up with the left arm. Facing the palm away from the body. And down. Come to the center. Place your hands on the floor flat. You're going to bend your left knee, fold your right leg onto the floor and sit down behind your foot. Straighten out that left leg. Good. Well done. She's got stuck. Bend your left knee, fold your right foot, fold your right leg onto the floor and sit down behind your foot. Yay, she's there. confusing. So looking down that straight leg, bring your arms up by your ears. Feel the sternum lifting and your bottom sinking. You're looking down the straight leg, not the bent one. Take a breath in, and as you exhale, fold along that leg. Hold wherever you can hold. Level up your shoulders. Breathe. And exhale. Breathe. And exhale. And then lifting the sternum, tummy's in, up you come. Take your left hand to your right knee, right hand close to your bottom behind you, breathing in, drawing up through the spine, exhale, look over your right shoulder. And then back to the center. Change the legs around. Good. Look down that straight leg. Tummy's in, sternum lifted, breathing in. Up come the arms by your ears, dropping your shoulders into their back pockets. Good. Exhale, fold along that leg. Hold wherever you can hold, it doesn't matter. Level up your shoulders, pushing away into the heel. Breathe. Excellent. And now breathing in, up you come. Take your right hand to your left knee, left hand round behind you, close to your bottom, breathing in, lifting up tall through your spine. Exhale, look over your shoulder. Keep the breath going. And then back to the front you come. Straighten up that bent leg so you're sitting with wide legs. Pull the fleshy bits out from underneath your bottom bones. So you're tipping the pelvis forward a little. That's it. Good. So we're going to do a forward bend over this space. So let's bring the arms up by the ears. Drop your shoulders down the back. Make your tummies work. You're going to hinge at the hips. Breathe in. And as you exhale, just draw that sternum forward and down. Get to a point where you can manage. And now bend at the elbows and rest your head on your arms. And then with gravity, just allow the body to drop. And it may be a bit ouchy on the inner thigh, so be kind, manage it. Keep pushing away into the heels. It protects those inner thighs. Keep drawing the sternum forward and down. Fabulous. Well done. Breathing in. Up you come. And exhale. Lower those arms. Well done. Good. Bring those legs in. Hug them in. Balance on your bottom bones. Good. Well done. Take hold of the insteps inside your legs. And breathing in, take one leg up and exhale down. Inhale the other leg up, exhale down. Keep it going. Good, doesn't matter if you can't get the legs straight, all depends on the length of your limbs. And then taking one leg up and leaving it there, tummy's in tight, shoulders dropping, up with the other leg. See what you can do. Good work, that's it. That's it, tummy's in tight, keep the sternum lifted. Very nice. Excellent. And release. Come into a cross-legged position. Ah, take a deep breath in. And exhale. And just notice how you are. Breathe. And exhale. Close the eyes. And just breathing in up the spine to the crown. Breathing out down the spine and out through your tail. And breathing in up the spine. Breathing out down the spine. Feeling your bottom sinking into the floor. The hips relaxing downwards. And the upper body just lightly lifting. The sternum lifts, the shoulders drop down the back. The crown is moving toward the ceiling. And thinking of that spine like a lovely hollow tube. And as you breathe in, you can feel, see, watch that energy moving up to the crown Exhaling down the spine and out through your tail. Good. And one more breath in this way. And when you're finished, we're going to lie on our tummy. So put your blanket on your mat if you want to. And lie on your tummy, make a pillow with your hands. And rest your forehead on the pillow. And just turn your toes under and push back into one heel. Feel the leg lift off the floor slightly and lengthen away from the hips and release that foot. And then do the other side. And the toes are turned in and the heels are dropping out. The head is heavy on the hands. The neck and shoulders release. The torso sinks. The legs are heavy. The feet are soft. And just breathe. Let the body recover. Enjoy being flat. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. And now making a diamond shape with your first finger and thumb, and rest your nose in the center of the diamond. The elbows are out to the sides. And the shoulders are dropping away from your neck. Take a breath in. And as you exhale, sink your pubic bone, engage your abdomen. Breathing in, lift your head, lift your chest. Push into the heel of the hands and up you come. Exhale down. Let's do that several times. Breathing in, lifting. Keep that pubic bone sinking and the abdomen engaged. Exhale down.
And again.
Exhale down.
Let's do it one more time.
Exhale down. Make a pillow, have a rest.
Breathe. And exhale. Breathe. And exhale. And sliding your hands forward now, so your forehead's on the floor and your arms are outstretched next to your ears. And your feet are stretched out behind you with the heels pointing to the ceiling. And we're going to lift alternate arm and leg on the in-breath. So take a breath in. Exhale, sink your pubic bone, engage your abdomen. Breathing in, lift your right arm and your left leg. The head comes off the floor, but you stay looking at the mat. Exhale down. Inhale, up with the left arm, right leg, looking at the mat. Exhale down. Let's do it again. Inhale, the first side lifts. Exhale down. Inhale, second side. Exhale down. Have a rest. Breathe. And exhale. And we're going to lift just the legs this time. So take a breath in. Exhaling, sink the pubic bone, engage your abdomen. Breathing in, lift your legs. Your head can lift off the floor, but stay looking at the mat. Good work. Exhale down. Let's do it again. Breathing in, lift. Fabulous. Exhale down. One last one. Breathing in, lift. Exhale down. Have a rest. Breathe. And exhale. Breathe. And exhale. This time we're going to do just the arms, the head, and the chest. So breathing in, and as you exhale, sink that pubic bone, engage the abdomen. Breathing in, up come the arms, head and chest. Exhale down. Let's do it again. Inhale up. Exhale down. One more. Up you come. Exhale down. Breathe. You know what's coming next. Breathe. So we're going to do all four at the same time. Supermen, superwomen. So taking a breath in. Exhale, sink the pubic bone, engage your abdomen. Breathing in, lift your head, arms and legs. Up they go. Up they go. Higher. Yay! And release. Oh. Place your hands beside your chest. Push into the heel of the hand. Take your bottom back to your heels. Room for your chest between your knees. Forehead drops. Relax the elbows and the shoulders. Stretching out that spine. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. And give yourselves a metaphoric pat on the back. We've achieved a lot. And the body's ready for a rest. So when you're ready, lifting your sternum, tummy's in, walk those hands back up, sit back on your heels for just a moment. And we're going to have a nice relaxation now. So this is the moment for socks and tops. And then when you're ready, lying down on your mats. So have your knees bent and your feet on the floor. And just let the whole of your back sink into the floor. The back of the pelvis dropping, the waist opening, the shoulders sinking. And take your feet just a little wider than you normally would. And slide your arms to shoulder level. Turn your left palm up and your right palm down. And breathing in, drop your knees to the right, turn your head to the left. Exhale, tummy's in, roll the lower back across the floor to the center. Breathing in to the other side and change the palms. Exhale to the center. And as you're changing the palms, maybe you can exaggerate that movement with the arms. So you get a kind of spiraling feeling going on from fingers through the arms, through the shoulders, down the other arm to the other set of fingers. Good. No great effort with this. I'm just allowing all those tired muscles to ease out. And when you're finished with the one knees to the left, come back to the center. And bring your knees up onto your chest. Hug them in. Have a little roll from side to side. Soften those back muscles. Circle your knees a few times in one direction. And then you can reverse it.
coming back to the center. Drop your feet to the floor. Turn the palms uppermost, the arms at 45 degrees. Roll your shoulders under. Flatten out your lower back if you need to. And take your feet wider than you normally would. Focus on the knees. And take that heavy sensation down the thighs, into the hips and the pelvis and the buttocks and into the mat. And then go back to your knees again and take that same heavy sensation down the calves, into the ankles, into the feet, into the mat. And breathing with that hissing breath into the navel. And with each exhale, take that heaviness up your back, starting with the lumbar spine, followed by the waist, followed by the back of the rib cage. Followed by the shoulder blades and the shoulders themselves. And feel the head become really heavy. And the chin tucks in just a little. And then you can either leave your knees bent with the feet on the floor, or if you wish, slide the legs into Savasana, down the mat, taking the feet the width of the mat and dropping the toes out. Releasing your breath back to its normal natural pace. And we're going to relax. My feet and toes are relaxing. My feet and toes are relaxed. Ankles, calves, knees and thighs relaxing. Ankles, calves, knees and thighs are relaxed. My hips, buttocks, tummy, lower back relaxing. My hips, buttocks, tummy, lower back are relaxed. My chest, upper back, shoulders, arms and hands relaxing. My chest, upper back, shoulders, arms and hands are relaxed. My neck, head and face are relaxing. My neck, head and face are relaxed. Soften the skin of the forehead, under the nose, on the cheeks and the chin, and let it slide away. The eyes soften into their sockets. The tongue settles into the lower palate. The jaw releases. The ears soften into the skull. And take your gaze deep into your center. You're warm, secure, peaceful, loved, free. And very, very relaxed. Thank you. And on your next inhale, draw it up your spine to the crown. Breathing out down the spine, down the legs, and out through your feet. Breathing in up the spine to the crown. Exhale down the spine, down the legs, and out through your feet. And do another couple. Feeling that prana refreshing, restoring, revitalizing the whole of your being. And then when you're finished, taking your breathing back to its normal, natural pace, have a stretch, have a yawn, and bending your knees to the right side to come up. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace.